Hundreds of conservatives from across the U.S. are in Washington this week for the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. They haven't been giving many standing ovations, but Governor Perry got one.
A candidate, I am no more. But a committed 10th Amendment conservative, I will be until the last breath I draw in my body.
While Perry is no longer campaigning for office, he continued his campaign against President Barack Obama, ripping into his administration.
We don't need Washington meddling in our local schools. We don't need Washington and their EPA discarding the clean air rules established by the states. We don't need the Justice Department deciding whether states have the right to require a photo ID to vote. We don't need that.
Perry's message resonates with activists like these, but his lackluster presidential campaign raises questions about his future. Matt Makowiak is president of the Potomac Strategy Group, a Republican consulting firm. He says if a Republican wins the White House, they'd be wise to appoint Perry to their cabinet, possibly to run the Agriculture or Homeland Security Department. But Makowiak isn't sure Perry would want that.
I think he has the kind of experience where he could be in the cabinet and be very effective. And it just sort of remains to be seen. Does he want to be in Washington or does he want to be in Texas? I think by getting out of the race and by returning to Austin, he's made clear he wants to be in Texas and return and be serving as governor and do a good job. But if there are future opportunities for national service, I think he'll look at it very seriously.
Makowiak says he could also see Perry resurrect himself nationally and eventually run for the Oval Office. But for now, he's working to reestablish his reputation in Texas. Matt Laszlo, KRA News in Washington.